We have an international Glamgelino calling in. It blows my mind that someone is listening to us all the way down under. Don't, no, Kirby, don't do it.
Ah, damn it. Damn it. Just damn it. I literally was in my head waiting for you to finish so that I could say something in an Australian accent. And you got me. You got me. Nar, I mean, nar, Sarah, nar. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. Okay, guys, we got to get just into this. We had so many freaking people calling in and texting us. By the way, you can text the hotline. Just know that we don't know who is texting us. Like, you still have to say who you are and where you're from.
Yeah.
But you can. If you feel like, listen, voicemail is not my jam, I would rather just send a text. You can do that. But I feel like we need to do this at least like every other month because we have so many good recommendations. Like products that I have not either used ever or like haven't used in legitimately a long time that I'm about to bust out and start using again.
I'm just so like inspired and also like proud of our Glamgelinos.
Yes.
The explanations for why they love these products too. Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Okay. So
good.
First up, we have a voicemail from Zoe. And no, not Christensen.
No. Not baby Zoe, because she's not quite there yet.
But this is a really great phone call.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Sarah and Kirby. This is Zoe, and I was just calling to say what's on my face. So two products that I've really been loving is the Jordan Samuel Eye Gel. It's just super light, but super hydrating, makes my eyes super bright. Jordan Samuel is a great brand, super underrated in my opinion. So many great products. And the second product is Glossier Stress Concealer. I've never tried a concealer before, but it makes my under eyes look great. And then when paired with the eye gel, absolute perfection. Bye.
Okay, so sweet little Zoe sounds young.
She does sound young. And we say that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Jordan Samuel, I think, is a brand that we really have not talked much about on this podcast. But Jordan, stop what you're doing right now. Go on Instagram and follow him immediately. He is an incredible, incredible brand founder, product formulator, esthetician. And his whole brand is based around the fact that he used to be a professional ballet dancer. So like the cleanser is like, and don't quote me because I'm not looking at the website, but it's like the performance cleanser. And he sent me travel sizes of those that I used for all of my travels last year. Like I have to call him to get a re-up on the travel sizes because they're so good. He has this beautiful cleanser. Zoe is obsessed with the eye gel. The products are just really good. And I feel like if you are constantly looking for products that aren't going to irritate your skin but are actually performance-driven, Jordan Samuel's it. We need to get him on the podcast. I can't believe we haven't had him on the podcast in all this time.
Yeah, and I've never tried a Jordan Samuel's product before.
What?
Yeah, I haven't.
Oh, no. Sarah, trust me when I tell you, like, this is extremely your shit.
It sounds like it.
You love, like, hydrating. You love, like, products that bring in the moisture. So the performance eye gel is, it's on the website, it's $38. It's a humectant rich eye gel. It helps to plump around that area, and it contains peptides, which are like so hot right now, and golden chamomile. So it hydrates, it protects, and it adds this radiance. It's just a really beautiful product.
I feel like this is like extremely my jam because, I mean, I do have like some lines that are coming in, but I don't feel like, you know, during the day at least, like during the daytime, I just need something that's going to like make it look a little bit nicer and softer and brighter. And per Zoe, that is exactly what this product does. So get it on my under eyes.
So we will definitely have Jordan on the podcast. I mean, he needs to come on. His story is incredible anyways. But the product that I was mentioning earlier is the Matinee Gel Cleanser. And this cleanser is truly one of my absolute favorite cleansers. It doesn't strip the skin. I know a lot of products don't strip the skin anymore. But like I actually recently tried a new cleanser just because I was like, what the hell? Why not? And it made my skin feel really, really squeaky clean. And I was not about it. And it was a K-beauty brand, which was like deeply upsetting to me. So if you are looking to try anything from the brand, straight up, the Matinee Gel Cleanser is incredible. And obviously this eye gel serum is great. And Zoe loves it. So you probably will too.
And then she had another one.
And then she pairs it underneath the Glossier Stretch Concealer, which I think that we've kind of been, I mean, we don't dislike Glossier in any sense, but I'm not like truly obsessed with anything. But I think out of all of the products, I really, really do like their concealers.
Yeah, their concealers are really, really good. And the shade range is really great. And it is a product that I feel like people always have in their kit. Like anytime I'm getting my makeup done,
yep,
every makeup artist always has a stretch concealer. I haven't used this in a really long time, but when I did try it out when they launched, I really did like it a lot.
It kind of makes me feel like they almost took like RCMA's concealers and made it a little bit more heavy duty, because I like taking it and using it on my melasma on my forehead. Because I feel like it's one of those concealers that does give you the coverage, but it's not so heavy that it's like falling into every line or crease that I am like getting every hour on the hour, apparently, these days. So it just really helps to smooth out and even out the skin, and it looks great.
I feel like I used it around my nose and like on my upper lip area where I have like sometimes a little bit of shadow. And it still feels like moisturizing, but like you said, it's not super heavy and it's flexible. Stretch concealer.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. It's great for redness. Great for redness. So Zoe, thank you so much for calling in. We loved your wife.
We also got some texts, like Kirby said. This one is from Sydney from Houston, H-Town.
Houston, Texas, y'all. My place of birth. Beyonce and I have that in common.
We love H-Town. Thank you. Thank you, Houston. Okay. So she says, "Hi, Kirby and Sarah. My name is Sydney and I'm in Houston, Texas. I just want to share some love for Kinship Self-Reflect Sunscreen. I never hear anyone talk about it, but it is my only holy grail. It has no pore clogging ingredients, does not pill at all, leaves a perfect glow, and works so well as my last skincare first makeup step every morning. Legit changed my face. Plus, the company seems to be super eco-conscious, so that's a win. Also, cheaper than Supergoop, which is so overrated in my opinion." Okay, strong feelings, Sydney. Tell us how you really feel.
Wow, Sydney. Okay,
Sydney is...
I love it.
I love Supergoop, so I'll disagree with her on that. However, she is not wrong.
I love Supergoop too, yeah.
Kinship Self-Reflect is really, really good. And Kirby, didn't you help, like... develop this product, sort of?
No, I didn't help develop the product, but I did help launch the brand. So when they were first getting launched in 2019, they had me come on and kind of figure out like what their brand, who their brand was, and how they should pitch that brand, not only to like editors, but to consumers, how people would take this brand. I think it's really interesting that she says that she doesn't really hear people talk about this brand. They really wanted to be like this eco-conscious Gen Z brand, but they didn't want to pigeonhole themselves as just Gen Z, which I think kind of like you kind of have to go all in or not.
Yeah.
And for me personally, like this brand aesthetically looks very Gen Z to me.
Totally.
But I do think the products are efficacious and like they work. The founders come from Benefit and Juice Beauty. So like they are women that have had long tenures within the in the beauty industry, rather. And I really like this sunscreen as well. I honestly forget about it sometimes. It has a smell to it that it's almost like vanilla-y. I don't know how else to describe it. And maybe Sydney, you can comment on Instagram when we post about this, because we're going to post everybody who called and wrote in. But I'm curious on your thoughts on the smell, because for me, I really like it. And to her point, it is a super eco-conscious brand. They were really like on the forefront of sustainability before it became a trending thing in 2020. So they've been thinking about this for a while. They're really on the forefront of using recycled plastic, not sending mailers that are just like frou-frou. Mm-hmm. Everything is recyclable in some way. The way they get their ingredients is super special as well. So
isn't it too like the packaging has a QR code where you could trace like where the recycled materials are from?
Yes, Sarah, a good beauty editor remembering this information. Yes, yes, yes. And the brand is, I think, focused on a person who does deal with acne, but also has sensitive skin. So like they have a pimple potion that's really great. Their papaya cleanser is awesome.
I love that cleanser.
The cleanser is lovely. And then the sunscreen. I think the sunscreen for me is like really the standout. But they've launched so many more products since. They have like a mask. So I think they were really intentional and thoughtful with the first couple of products that they launched. And now they're starting to grow.
Yeah.
So maybe 2022 is the year that Kinship is just going to blow up off the charts. But now we have this glowing review from Sydney.
Yeah.
And maybe more people will go out and try it. If you go pick it up based on Sydney's review, please let us know. Y'all, okay. We got another Texan in the house. Veronica. Veronica sent a voicemail. Let's listen.
Hi, Sarah and Kirby. My name is Veronica and I'm from Texas. And my what's on your face is the Huda Facial Yoga AHA facial and scrub. So I actually don't use this for my face, but I use it for my lips. It is the best lip extension I have ever used. It just scrubs and buffs the dead skin so well. And I think the trick with this is that the beads I used are so tiny that they really get there and scrub away the flakiness and dryness that my lips accrue over time. And I'm a big lip product person, so whether it's a lipstick, any color, I love lip product, and this stuff makes my lip color sit so beautifully on my lips after using, and there's just no puffiness throughout the day after having lip on there. It is just so fantastic, and it's also really satisfying because when you use it, you have the experience of seeing and feeling what it's taking off, and it's just so, so great. So I got this with the Huda Advent Calendar a good while ago, and they do have a mini size available for $21, which is what I got, in even bigger sizes for 63, but the mini size has lasted me a good while, so I'm definitely going to be buying again. Thanks, guys. Love the pod.
Okay. So one thing that I'm really loving about these episodes is Glamgelinos are calling in and they're sharing different ways of using a product than it's actually intended.
This is genius.
This is frickin' brill. So if you didn't catch that, it's Wishful's YoGlow AHA and BHA Facial Enzyme Scrub. This is Huda Kattan's skincare brand. And I would probably say that they probably wouldn't tell you to put it on your lips.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say this is not a recommended use for the product because you should probably not.
Yes.
They don't want you ingesting any of the AHA and BHA. However, if you just keep it on the outside.
The caveat is don't swallow it and just be careful because the intended use is not for the lips. But damn, Veronica is putting alpha and beta hydroxys on her lips. It's a cruelty-free, clean at Sephora pick if that's, you know, what you're looking for. I mean, I don't know if I've talked to you about this, Sarah, but I always have just like skin, like sheets of skin coming off of my lips. I think it's
like the bane of my existence.
Okay. I'm like, it has to be like a toothpaste thing, right? Like it has to be.
People are always like, oh, it's because, you know, you don't drink enough water. And I like I would have like literally three of these a day. So it's not that. I think it's like because we're talking so much and also like it's dry in LA and we're like, you know, we wear lipstick. It's all of the things. It's all the things. I mean, for me too, it's like my braces. Like I'm sure I'm like a mouth breather more than usual. But that all said, I have been noticing more dead skin lately, and this is definitely something that I should try. Also just a great way to like use a product. Because I feel like so often we have these like scrubs for our face or whatever. And like, how quickly do you go through them? Do you even ever go through them? Do you finish a bottle?
I mean,
no.
For me, yes. Yes.
Do you? Okay. So for me, like not so much. So it's like use it on my armpits, on my lips.
Well, because you know that I am like a physical scrub stan, you know?
Right.
Like my Gold Thadden MD, I freaking can't keep that in stock in my shower. Like.
Sure.
Freaking love that shit. On Sephora's website, if you use this for your face, it says, you know, obviously AHAs, they dissolve and exfoliate surface dead skin cells and they stimulate collagen. And then BHAs that, you know, they penetrate into the pores, they dissolve excess sebum. That's why it's really great for like acne and things of that nature. And it also helps reduce inflammation. So I imagine if you're using this on your lips, like some of those benefits could carry over. Just like if you have like a sore or you have some kind of open wound on your lips, maybe don't put this on your lips.
Yeah, be a little careful.
I mean, lip peels are a thing. Lip peels are totally a thing.
Yeah, totally. And it's probably the same ingredients. I would also say like definitely, you know, especially if you're doing this at night, like put a lip mask on.
After?
A heavy lip balm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Like, nourish those lips after you scrubbed them good and hard. So, yeah, but this is great. This is a great idea. Thanks, Veronica.
Hi, Kirby and Sarah. My name is Jack, and I wanted to submit something that has been on my head. Not in a weird way, but anyway. I have been using the Aveda Nutriplenish Leave-In Conditioner in the morning, just like a couple quick sprays. For some really nice like moisture right away in the morning, and then I've been locking it in with the Amika Plus Size Perfect Body Mousse. This is like one of my favorite products that I tried in 2021. I have a perm, so I can like my hair went from kind of greasy to super dry. So this like leaves my hair very hydrated, but also like it keeps the curls really well. So that's something that I've been loving on my hair.
What a great message. Okay. Also, I am loving all these men getting perms.
Absolutely.
Like it really.
Justin Timberlake could never.
Could. No, and it is not just like how, you know, I feel like a lot of women have been getting perms lately and it's not the same perm from like the 80s and 90s. This is giving you like that wave, that soft wave. But good friend David Yee, He gets a perm every time he comes to LA. He gets it in K-Town, and his hair is just like so delicious and bouncy and shiny. I love it. But okay, back to Jack. That was a really funny message.
First of all, Jack, you're really funny. We enjoy the dirty comedic humor going on there. So the first product is what, Sarah?
Yeah, okay. It is the Aveda Nutriplenish Leave-In Conditioner. So this product has over 2,000 four-star reviews on the website, and it was the winner of the 2020 Glamour Beauty Awards for Best Pro Leave-In Treatment. And then it also won a Women's Health Editor's Choice Award. So this has been a very celebrated and recognized leave-in conditioner. Kirby and I were just talking about the K18 mask, where we were saying like it's just so hard to use a leave-in conditioner that's like a mask where you have to like wait in the shower. Like, I'm sorry, we just don't really have time for that anymore. No. So I love that this is just a couple quick spritzes and sprays in the morning before he gets his day going and puts on the mousse. I could definitely use this for my ends, to condition my ends. It's $37. I like forgot that Aveda was like expensive.
Did you ever go to an Aveda salon to get your hair done growing up?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
So in Texas, it was like, if you were anyone worth your shit, you were at Aveda salon. Okay. So like,
I like can smell. Can you like yes. smell?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Aveda. One of my favorite mascaras I ever like, L'Oreal Voluminous. Yes. But I would go buy the Aveda mascara because of the packaging. It was so, like, it was earth toned and it was, like, a heavy aluminum. And it like, had this, like, it just had a mascara smell. But I thought it, like, smelled more, like, nature-y than other mascaras.
I feel like Aveda was ahead of its time in that, like, you know, like, natural ingredients yep. and clean, quote unquote, where it's like smells like very much like nature.
They were clean before clean and natural yeah. and organic was like a thing that people cared about.
Totally. I like when I say Aveda, like I can smell it.
Oh my God, the smell. Literally, right, I'm about to get online and order Aveda shampoo and conditioner because I fucking miss it so much. Like,
I know. Like when you would walk also by like the little, like, you know, what do you call it? Counter at the mall, the Aveda.
And
counter.
They had the tea. Did you ever have the tea? Did you? Oh the my Aveda God. Tea. Yeah. Go, everyone, go buy the Aveda tea right now. I'm about to go buy it. I'm literally add to cart, add to freaking cart. Okay.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for bringing Aveda back into our lives.
Jack is back, and so is Aveda. Okay. So then he uses the Amika Plus Size Perfect Body Mousse. It's $25. And
I freaking love Amika.
Amika's great, but you know what I love more? Mousse.
Also mousse.
Mousse got a bad rap because of the crunchiness and probably in perms.
Mousse and perms. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm using mousse on a regular basis now.
I use the Pureology mousse that Gregory Russell suggested. I use it every time I use my Dyson Airwrap. So I'll put it on my damp hair and then I'll Dyson Airwrap and like it's my hair is so bouncy and voluminous.
I use the Color Wow right now, but I feel like I need to pick up Amika. I just love the name of it. The Perfect Body Mousse. Yes, please.
Sign me right up. And I actually really like the way Amika's hair products smell. I really like their dry shampoo as well. They make some really, really great products, but I have not tried their body mousse. Thanks again, Jack. This is like really great intel for our hair.
All right. So what cracks me up about, so we have Google Voice, y'all. So when y'all call in, it will transcribe your voicemails. And literally every time, if you say Kirby and Sarah, Google thinks you're saying Caribbean, Sarah. Caribbean Sarah. Caribbean Sarah. Just know that my name is being changed to Caribbean when y'all call in.
And then I feel like I need to go on vacation. Correct.
And when you say wife, they think it's wife, which is obviously very simple change. But okay, we are going to listen to this call. Caller, you didn't say your name or where you were from, so we don't know, but we loved this wife so much that we want to share it. So here it is.
Hey, Sarah and Kirby. I wanted to share a wife for consideration. It's been getting me past the, getting me through the past 2 years of the pandemic, especially on Zoom calls. It's such a quick and easy fix for tired under eyes. It's the Trish McAvoy Instant Eye Lift. I am obsessed with this product. A little bit goes a long way. It is completely transformative for making you look awake and fresh. I've gotten a lot of people hooked on this product, and it's just beautiful. Plus, it goes really well with my new Los Angeles sweatshirt. You both are amazing. Love the show. Thanks so much. Bye.
So sweet.
I have to say, this is such a good pick. I have this product. I actually got a lovely care package from the Trish McAvoy team mid last year. And I just forgot, like, her mascara, iconic. Her blush, incredible. Her concealer products, just chef's kiss. There's a reason why Trish McAvoy has staying power, and this brand is always going to be one of the brands I think of when I think of like compact, convertible, carry with you type products, because she was the one that made those cute little quilted makeup bags that had like the tiniest little makeup brushes in it with like a blush and a bronzer, or a blush and a highlighter and a lip product. She just knows what the hell she's doing. And she looks damn good, by the way, throwing that out there.
I feel like someone else called in about this, or we've like mentioned this product before.
This, so I did, I think, talk about Trish McAvoy.
Okay, was it
you? Yes, but not this specific product. I talked specifically about a concealing pen that I freaking love from her. But this product is a little different in that it honestly, it's just like an eye primer almost.
Okay, so does that explain why the shades... There's only three shades.
Yes, there's only three shades. So it's not like you need an exact match for your face. It really is like fair, medium, dark. Like And it's $46, but honestly, like the way that I use it on my actual eyelid and then under my eye. And it really does illuminate and give you this beautiful lift like the caller suggested. It says it's a multitasking under eye treatment and brightener, and you use it with Trish's signature triangle of light technique, which is like everybody doing
what we all learned.
Yeah, the upside down triangle. Like she kind of put that on the map, but it has ingredients in it that are like good for the eye as well. So overall, it's just, I mean, her website, or actually the Bloomingdale's website, has reviews, and it's like everybody's just obsessed with it.
Okay, we have an international Glamgelino calling in. It blows my mind that someone is listening to us all the way down under. Damn it.
I literally was in my head waiting for you to finish so that I could say something in an Australian accent, and you got me. Sarah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay, we're going into this. Who is
Deborah from Sydney.
Deborah, here you go.
Hi Kirby. Hi Sarah. My name's Deborah. I'm from Sydney, Australia. I'd like to give a shout out to a product by Charlotte Tilbury. It's the Classic Eye Powder Pencil. I have it in Classic Brown. It's an eyeliner. I received this as part of a mystery box which I ordered from Charlotte Tilbury in the Black Friday sales. So it was an accidental discovery, but I'm so glad I found it. I apply it close to the lashes on the top, and then I smudge it on the top and smudge it on the bottom as well. And it gives a really lovely effect. And the staying power is absolutely incredible. Wore it on New Year's Eve. It lasted through quite a long day and quite a long night. So very impressed. I'll definitely be buying it in the other shades. That's it. I'm looking forward to hearing what everybody else is loving. And as always, I always look forward to your podcast every week. It's always so fun, entertaining, and informative. So thank you so much. Bye for now.
Deborah.
Party girl Deborah wearing her Charlotte Tilbury eyeliner all day and all night on New Year's.
You know what, Deborah? You sound like someone I want to hang out with. I'll tell you that much.
Totally.
What is there to say about Charlotte Tilbury?
That we haven't already said.
My whole face at this point is Charlotte Tilbury. I got the new Beautiful Skin Foundation.
So good. We did the refinery team, all of us did a editor's review or whatever. And everyone found their perfect shade, which was crazy because even Amanda Mitchell, she's a black beauty editor on our team. She's like, I never, ever find a foundation that matches me because I'm either too cool or too neutral. And she was like, I couldn't stop putting it on my skin because I couldn't believe that it matched so well.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
I know. And I kind of did the same thing where I put it on and it was like, did I put it on? I'm not sure. Not in a bad way where I feel like I couldn't see it, but it was it just blended so well. Anyways, enough about me. But back to Deborah, the classic eye powder pencil. This seems like definitely a product that I need in my makeup wardrobe. I don't have it for whatever reason. I am always looking for just a really good blendable eyeliner that I can create a smoky eye with, a sexy smoky eye. And this seems like this is it.
Totally. So Deborah has the shade Classic Brown, which I love. But I also like pairing it with Shimmering Brown because it kind of gives you that ombre effect. So you apply the Classic Brown on the outer eye, the Shimmering Brown on the inner, blend that. And it's just so, so beautiful. Sometimes with long-lasting eyeliners, they dry
too
quickly,
too rigid.
Or it's almost hard to blend, and that is not the case with this at all. These are legit pencils, guys. These are not rock and coal pencils that, these are made out of wood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's it says it's a mix of oils and powders. So it is made to be super blendy.
Totally. Totally. I mean, honestly, there's nary a product that I don't love from Charlotte. What cracks me up is I remember seeing a thread. I don't know if it was in our Facebook group or another beauty group, but someone was like, I don't get the hype with Charlotte Tilbury. And I'm like, what? There's not one product you've tried that you love of hers. Every single product I use of hers, I'm like, yeah, I'm totally in. The light wands, the beauty light wands, the highlighter and the blush.
And even
where has this been all my effing life?
Even her skincare is good, which is
the magic cream. Yeah. I freaking love the magic cream. It's really hard for me to like a cosmetics product.
Yes, I was going to say it's hard for us to ever really endorse that. But she gets it. She gets it. And we get it. And Deborah gets it.
Deborah, send us a picture of you wearing it, Debs, so we can showcase to all of the glams how gorgeous you're looking all day and all night. Okay, moving on. We have Susan from good old Pasadena, and she is going to recommend a goodie.
My name is Susan, and I live in Pasadena, California. I'm 47, so my concerns about my skin are anti-aging, hyperpigmentation, hormonal acne, and this winter also a compromised skin barrier. So I was looking for a new moisturizer for the winter, and I came across the COSRX Hyaluronic Acid Intensive Cream. And I was at Ulta browsing moisturizers and came across this one. I knew I wanted something that wasn't going to break the bank, but was thick enough to repair my barrier, but not be so thick to be goopy. And this is a best kept secret, in my opinion. It's only $17.50, and you get 3.5 ounces, And it has hyaluronic acid and also niacinamide, which is really healing and brightening. And I just feel like it really repairs my barrier. I have peeling from using retinoids and have just found this to be so helpful. Yeah, it doesn't have a scent, which I also like, but my skin just feels so soft and replenished and plump after I use it. Hope this is helpful, and thanks for the great podcast. It really keeps me going, especially when I'm driving in traffic for hours and hours in Los Angeles. Bye-bye.
Susan, yes.
Love you.
Love you. Love you, mean it. I think that CosRx, I feel like they were put on the map because of their pimple patches, right?
Yep.
People are obsessed. And for me personally, the best pimple patch that exists is the CosRx Master Patch.
Oh, my God.
Clear Fit.
Yes,
Master Patch.
I agree, and I recently recommended the CosRx pimple patch to someone because it's the only one that I feel like actually does anything.
Yes. So, like, there's a red version, and it's like the Acne Pimple Master Patch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the black packaging, and it's Clear Fit. Clear Fit is important because the acne ones, they're made of a thicker piece of hydrocolloid.
Yeah.
And they have a variety of sizes. But what I find with those is, like, they move a lot. They move on my face a lot more. And they're way more noticeable than the Clear Fit. The Clear Fit are literally so thin. And they cover up perfectly. Literally, I could wear makeup on top of them and nobody would know anything's underneath. And, like, they do not move at all.
I actually do use the other one, like, at night.
Yes,
yeah,
because they're more hardcore. Like, mm-hmm. they're trying to, like, suck up as much as you can. These clear ones, though, like, I go through them like water, and they made an even bigger size that I'm obsessed with. Like, they're great. So CosRx, put on the map because they're master patches, or pardon me, pimple patches. But they have amazing skincare too. That's, like,
so
not
good.
Going to break the bank. They have kits that you can buy if you want to try a few things.
So affordable. Super efficacious. I love their, like, snail
mucin
uh-huh. Line. Really, really good. Unfortunately, this hyaluronic acid intensive cream is, like, sold out everywhere. Did you buy all of the stock, Susan, from Pasadena? It's even, because it's sold at Soka Glam on CosRx's website. All sold out. Damn, this must be really good.
Ulta, it's sold out. You get an email when it's in stock. I mean, and this is the thing too. Like, CosRx is it's funny because, like, they even list, like, the pH of the product. Like, I feel like now brands are, like catering to people being like, "What's the pH?" It's like, for me, I'm like, you tell me what pH I need.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to dictate that. But the fact that they're including it means that they are actually thinking a lot about how people purchase products, which I really love. So if y'all can get your hands on this, let us know. But it pretty much is, I mean, maybe you'll have to go into a store, into an Ulta and see if they have one.
This sounds like such a good winter evening night cream.
Indeed. Susan, thank you so much for calling in. Next up, Tara from Cleveland.
Hi, ladies. My name is Tara, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Love the podcast. You've gotten me through the last 2 years of this pandemic. I have to do a shout out to my favorite product I've used in the last few years. I am using tretinoin at least 2 to 3 times a week. I use AHAs, BHAs, and I'm pretty tough on my skin. I do have combination skin, but the Rovectin Skin Essentials Activating Treatment Lotion is the best product I've used in years. It has allantoin, caffeine, centella asiatica, very calming and hydrating, and basically calms your skin, makes it super ready for all the products. It's essentially like a hyaluronic acid or almost an essence, but it's super thick, not pore clogging, and just incredible. Highly recommend. Bye.
Sarah, have you tried this?
No, I haven't even heard of Rovectin.
Okay, I thought I was, like, dumb because I'm like, I've never heard of Rovectin. What kind of person, what kind of beauty editor am I for not knowing Rovectin? And then I clicked on it and saw it was at SoCoGlam. I'm like, oh, okay. So Tara from Cleveland, you just introduced us to a brand that we'd never heard of before.
And it's got SoCoGlam's clean beauty seal and their, what is the seal?
Vegan.
Oh, and their vegan. God, my eye. Oh, there you go. Vegan. Okay. It just came into focus.
So it says that it's an activating treatment lotion that hydrates, firms, exfoliates, and soothes the skin in just one step. I'm reading some reviews and it says, can't find anything better for dry, sensitive skin. Sarah, is this you? I've used this essence faithfully for years. And when I finished the last bottle, I thought, why not try something new? I found a few items that were okay or fun to use, but nothing compares to this for cost. And most ingredients functions per ounce. This lasts a long time and it soothes, hydrates, and exfoliates. A fantastic combination. And this person is 35 to 44 years old. People are saying it's a great multitasking first step.
Kirby, would you see on this website, this person who wrote the review said they're 35 to 44 and then person underneath said they're 25 to 35. What are you checking? Are you checking 25 to 35 or 35 to 44? Are we 35 to 44? Because now
I don't know. Listen, maybe in terms of like what's going on with my face, I should be in the 35 to 44. Because like I want whatever information okay. they're get for yeah. like the 35 to 44.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm long past 25. Like,
yeah,
I don't
we're like
need...
we're trying to be like preventative
yes.
and doing as much as we can. Yeah, yes. I just think it's funny that that's that option. I'm like, okay, Vanessa and Stephanie.
A great catch. So when I look at this particular product for someone that may not be familiar with it, it does have like, it's clear and it kind of just looks like a toner. And I feel like it's probably just like a heavier, serum-y type of toner. I mean, it's a treatment lotion, they yeah. say, but it's definitely not lotion consistency.
No, it's, yeah, it's like a thicker essence.
Yeah, a thicker essence. And the key ingredients are hyaluronic acid, papaya extract, and caffeine.
I feel like this is one of those good ones that you could layer, do the 7-step layer whatever if you're in lieu of a cream, or you can create like a little at-home mask, pour it onto some pads and leave it on your skin. I like am touching my dry forehead and just like want to put this Rovectin on it right now.
Rovectin. I'm really into it. So this is $29 and they say just apply a dime-sized amount after cleansing and massage into skin. So I mean, looking at the size of this, it's 6.1 fluid ounces. I feel like this is going to last you for freaking ever. There's no way, like, if you don't need that much, right? So.
Where is Rovectin from?
Look Rovectin. It up, girl. I wish I knew.
Are they Korean? Yeah. Yep. K-beauty with clean, sustainable ingredients.
Interessante. Tara, thank you so much for turning us on to Rovectin. We're going to get our hands on this ASAP.
Okay. So here we go. We have a wife from Corey in Los Angeles. Corey texted and said, hi girls, heart emojis. I was on the search for a clean, quote unquote, brown mascara for every day. My eyes are sensitive and I'm pregnant. Congratulations, Corey. And have really been loving the Pacifica Stellar Gaze Mineral Mascara in Stardust. This is a really great recommendation. One, if you have sensitive eyes and are looking for a quote-unquote clean mascara. One, if you're looking for a brown mascara. Pacifica, we had the founder on, obviously, or maybe not obvious. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should go back and listen to it. And I feel like she mentioned that the mascaras are very underrated.
They are, but I'm finding that more and more people are like, no, straight up Pacifica, in terms of price point and how great they are, I gravitate towards them.
Great. I feel like I actually get asked a lot about brown mascara these days. And so this might be the one that mm-hmm. I recommend.
I need to look up what the ingredient is in mascaras and or eyeliners that make people's eyes itchy or irritated. Because There was a specific ingredient when I was doing my mascara Mondays, RIP. Like, it was just too much effort. I couldn't do it. I found a specific ingredient within a mascara that, like, is actually, like, a common allergen. And I can't remember it for the life of me. So I'll figure that out and talk about it on the next episode of the pod just to remind everyone. But, like, it could be helpful if you do have super sensy eyes.
Yeah.
We have our last submish. This actually isn't a what's on your face. It's just a question that I thought, I'm seeing a lot more of these come through in our DMs. And I was like, you know what? Let's just freaking answer it. So this is from Layla Riaz. And the subject is, how do you get into beauty editorial? Not to put you on the spot, Sarah Tan. But it says, Dear Sarah and Kirby, my name is Layla. And I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I will get straight to the point, but I was hoping to get some career advice. I've been applying to beauty jobs on and off for the past 2 years with barely any luck. I'm really passionate about beauty and have worked towards getting a beauty editorial job since I was in high school. I have a BSJ in journalism, and for the past 2 years, I have been running my own beauty podcast. Prior to this, I ran a beauty blog for several years. As you two already know, it is really hard, especially during COVID. I do not have any published clips on sites, which is what a lot of jobs are asking for. In your opinion, what would be something you two would look for on someone's resume and or cover letter for an editorial job? Also, how would you structure the cover letter? I feel like I've applied to hundreds of beauty jobs, but nothing worked. Any advice would be appreciated. And she also listened to our episode with Michelle Lee and Jenny Bailly. Michelle is the former EIC of Allure. And that is a really good episode to check out. But Layla, thank you for writing in. Sarah, When you heard this, like, what came to mind?
Okay, well, first of all, it sounds like you are doing so many things that you should be doing. Like, you have your beauty podcast already. You have, you know, you studied journalism in school. Like, that's all great. I think the one thing that you might think about doing before, you know, applying for these full-time beauty editorial jobs, which I totally understand that, like, a full-time gig is, like, ideal, but pitch, like, as a freelancer. Like, that's how I got started in beauty. Like, I was not, I wasn't always, you know, in beauty editorial, but I knew that it was an area that I really was passionate about. And I knew that I couldn't move to New York and just, like, get an internship at a beauty magazine. So I started pitching beauty to anyone who would let me write. Even if the rates were really, really low, I just wanted to get a published clip. So I would highly suggest doing that. But also, you have the opportunity to just, like, start your own blog or Substack or Instagram and just, like, write. Like, just write for anyone to read it. Like, it's, like, the best practice. And even though it's, like, not published on, like, an editorial website, like, it's still out there as, like, a published clip, right? So I would definitely just say just, like, write as much as you can for whoever you can, wherever you can, you know? Wouldn't you agree, Kirby?
No, I agree. I think getting published in any way that you can is important. Getting a full-time job without any clips or any prior experience is going to be very difficult. So, like Sarah said, pitch yourself out. Sorry, guys. Quinn's with me, like, sitting on my lap, barking at Patrick, who's trying to get access to our water heater. What I would say is, if you are looking to apply for a full-time beauty editorial job, utilize LinkedIn. If you see a job, Quinn, what you can do is apply for that job and they will help you with your resume based on the job that you're applying for. I'm sorry, guys. Quinn won't watch.
No, it's fine. Quinn's like, wait. She's like, I have so much to say.
Editorial? I'll show you how to get involved. I'm beautiful. So they will help you with keywords and they'll be like, okay, this job, based on the job posting, here's what you should include in your resume. And they'll help you curate it directly from your LinkedIn. So that's one of my tips. Another thing is, like, my very first beauty job was at Pop Sugar, but I had been working at salons and spas before that. And then I was just freelance writing for FabFitFun and The Examiner before I got that Pop Sugar job. What got me that job, because it was mostly on camera, was my YouTube channel. They wanted to see my on-camera presence. So if you're trying to get on Refinery 29 or you're trying to get onto Allure or wherever, you need to look at like the past 10 or 20 stories that they've published to see, you know, what the writing style is, what the voice is, what stories are most important to that particular publisher, and then write something in that same vein for your website or your blog or for a Medium. So that way when you do pitch, you can say, oh, and by the way, here's some examples of my previous work. It might not be an actual clip from a website, but it'll at least show somebody, okay, they have a lot of creativity or they're a really strong writer. And they might be like, okay, I'm going to take a chance. We need new voices.
Totally. No, that's such great advice. I also want to add that, like, even if you want to write about beauty, you don't have to pitch it to a beauty publication. Like, everywhere has, like, beauty, articles about beauty.
Totally.
Things that are happening in the industry. Like, even your local paper, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, try pitching to them. Like about something that, you know, a trend that you're seeing or something that you're really passionate about. But I think that's a really, really good idea about the Medium, Kirby, too.
And I would also say this. I got a DM. I wasn't able to respond directly, but I believe it was a makeup artist who saw, you know, that very Perry is like the color of the year. And she wanted to showcase how people can wear it in different ways. And so she did like a whole photo shoot. And she was like, I'm just curious, like how to get these images published in some way. And I was like thinking about it. I don't think publishers are buying stuff like that. Like they would do that in house, right? Like if they were going to do something big like that, it would either be they do a bigger play in-house where they have a whole photo shoot and they're using like all these products that are like very Perry related or whatever, or they do like a roundup gallery almost of like something on Instagram. So like probably your best bet in that case is to post your work on Instagram.
Yeah, and like use your hashtags.
Yep.
As much as possible, tag people.
Post on Pinterest as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have to think too, like, publishers, you know, there's so much like legal ramifications if somebody takes an image that's not theirs that they didn't pay for. And like a lot of times, unless they have budget set aside for it, like they're not paying for those images, you know, so
there's like so many rules.
Yes. So you have to be a little bit strategic in like how you're trying to get your images placed, which is why hashtagging and Pinterest are like of the essence.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that's a really great question. Very excited for you. And it sounds like you're headed in the right direction. So, oh, and then she asked about cover letter. Well, you sort of addressed that already with the LinkedIn. I would just say keep it short and sweet. Let's not have the cover letter be longer than a page or even half a page.
It needs to be like three paragraphs, like at small, short paragraphs max.
Mm-hmm.
Include those keywords that LinkedIn will help you with. But guys, don't get discouraged. Literally, there was a job, y'all, you know that I work for myself. I'm a freelancer. But there was a job that literally was perfect for me that I was like, I'd be an idiot not to apply for this. Like, this job was made for me. And they straight up emailed me the next day and said that, like, my resume didn't fit their criteria. I'm like, okay, well, you're actually blind then. Or your system is wrong.
Exactly.
And it's like, they bigger companies use a system to weed out for that reason, you know?
Yeah. And I also will say, like, I can't even tell you how many jobs I got turned down. Like, I didn't even get interviews, or I would make it to interview. And then, like, we'll have to do an episode one time, Kirby, where we just talk about all of the jobs that we didn't get. And hey, look at us now. We're turned out
the
okay.
The most heartbreaking ones that we were like, we thought.
Oh my God.
We thought.
Yeah. Like, yep.
Mm-hmm. It's very upsetting.
We've all been there.
Yep. We totally have. All right. That's the end of our What's On Your Face episode. Freaking love these. We're going to try to do these every other month. So if you do think of something, you don't have to call in only when we ask for submissions. Call the hotline at any time. Leave your review. Of course, please include your name and where you're from. And instead of it being like, this is everything I'm wearing on my face, like focus on one or two products that you're obsessed with. That's what we're looking for. That's what really gets the juices going on this podcast.
And send us a photo if you can too, because we like to see the product in action.
Send us a photo because we would happily share on our Instagram. So we will be back on Tuesday. Sarah, do you know what Tuesday is?
No.
Oh,
our 200th freaking episode.
Yes, it is.
Crazy. Wow.
I don't think we're doing anything special for it, I'm going to be honest, but it's number 200.
It's just, you know, we're just trying to survive 2022, guys.
But okay, you know, we'll make a Bellini or something.
Yeah, we're gonna like acknowledge that we got to 200, which is incredible. And then we will continue on to make 201 and 202 and so on and so forth.
And we're really excited. We have a bunch of really awesome guests lined up for the next couple of weeks. Like, we've been really focusing on trying to find guests that are a mix of people you guys have requested, but also, you know, presenting the people and brands that you didn't know you needed. That's what I personally love. So get excited for that. We will be back on Tuesday. As always, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Join our Facebook group. And of course, every product the Glam Julino's recommended will be on our website should you want to just get on your shopping, and it'll be in the notes section of our podcast app as well.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.